American Classic Bar and Grill is the place to be. Open 7 days a week. Karaoke every Friday. Happy hour Monday through Friday, 4 till 8. Come on in Sundays and watch the race on our 70-inch screen TV. We'll have wings, slider and drink specials, bucket deals, and dollar-off drafts. Check out our Facebook page for daily specials located in Gateway Plaza off Route 7 across from Martin's. American Classic Bar and Grill. Family-owned and operated. Good food, good friends, good times.
Hi, everyone, and welcome to a very special episode of TourCast. On today's episode, we have a special guest. I'll get to him in a minute. My name is Gage. Shane is in studio with me today. Real quick, thanks to American Classic Bar and Grill for sponsoring yet again. Special episode, Shane, for two reasons.
Yep.
First reason, it's my birthday.
It is your birthday.
Happy birthday to me.
Happy birthday.
More importantly, we have a celebrity guest with us today.
Yes, we do.
ESPN's senior fantasy analyst, co-host of the Fantasy Focus podcast, and New York Times best-selling author, Matthew Berry. Matthew Berry, welcome to TourCast.
Hey, guys. How are you?
Pretty good.
Doing wonderful.
I spent my birthday playing video games and eating pizza getting ready for this, so.
There you go.
Yeah.
Nothing better.
Right, right. Was there any other titles I should have thrown in there for you? Did I hit everything?
No, that's plenty. That's plenty, guys. Well, happy birthday.
Well, thank you very much. I am 26 years young today.
Nice.
Think I'm doing it pretty well.
Hey, well.
Do I look 26, Shane?
No, you okay. Don't look 26.
That's what I wanted to hear. Matt, how are you today? How's your day been?
It's been good. It's been busy, to be candid. So, you know.
Yeah.
But that's good. Rather be busy than not. So.
Right. I think I saw you were on the Stern wrap-up show this morning.
I did the Stern wrap-up show this morning. I did the Rich Eisen show. I've been on a bit of a promotional tour. You know, I'm part of this thing called FantasyMovieLeague.com. One of the owners of it, and it's a, you know, I'll tell your audience, it's a really fun game to play. It's exactly what you think it is. So it's fantasy football, but for movies. You have your own fantasy movie theater, like your local Cineplex, right? And you have 8 screens, and you have to basically program those 8 screens with all the movies that are out in movie theaters this weekend. You have a budget to work from, so you can't just put X-Men on all 8 screens. So
damn.
You try to maximize, right? You try to maximize the screens and the movies, and how much money those movies make at their real life box office is how much money they make for your fantasy movie theater. Most money at the end of the summer wins. Again, it's free to play. There's an iPhone app, and we're giving away, like, you know, $100 Fandango gift certificates. We're giving away a trip for two, a VIP trip for two to Universal Studios. You know, so lots of great prizes, t-shirts and swag as well. So I've been on kind of a promotional tour for this, and all your listeners should absolutely check it out. It's a lot of fun.
Yeah, you actually hit the nail on one of my last questions I had. I was going to ask you just about exactly what that was. So, you know, we're already moving right on through. Cool. So, Matt, I wanted to ask you, did you ever think fantasy sports would explode in the way that it has today? You know, you're being on TV every week, hanging out and playing in leagues with celebrities, and being on our show is a big one.
Right.
Did you ever think that it would get to this point where it was just like this cultural phenomenon that everybody's into?
Yes and no. So, short answer, sort of. And what I mean by that is, like, I don't think I'm a weird guy. Right? I don't.
You're among friends.
And so, thanks. But, like, I genuinely, I don't think I'm a weird guy. And so, I knew, like, the stuff that I like, I like superhero movies. And I like Springsteen and pizza and going to Vegas. And, like, all the stuff that I like is the stuff that, like, everyone likes. I like really mainstream stuff. And so, I knew that, like, all the other stuff that I like is super popular and super mainstream. And I knew I really liked fantasy football. So I knew if I liked this, then chances are there were a lot of other people like this, because the rest of the things that I'm into, tons of people liked. And obviously, I love sports, and you know, millions of people love sports. I love movies, right? And so I knew that if we could just get the word out about fantasy football, that it would grow bigger. Now, did I expect myself to ever find myself on the TourCast here?
Yeah.
You know, a big platform like this? No, I certainly did not. Or you know, the Howard Stern show I've been on a number of times, or you know, Seth Meyers, or, you know, getting to meet Jay-Z. Or there's a lot of, you know, super kind of name-droppy stuff that I can do that's entirely about, that has very little to do with me, and is entirely about the power of ESPN and the popularity of fantasy football. So I certainly never imagined those kind of things happening to me. me personally, but I did think fantasy football would get pretty popular.
So you just throw your weight around at Dave and Buster's now too?
I do get as many chicken wings as I want.
That is a dream.
I mean, you know, you're making a joke, but the truth is, that's another thing. Like, and I love Dave and Buster's. I've been a spokesman for them for 3 years. I'm doing a commercial for them in about a month for this year as well. You know, the idea that I would be a national spokesperson for a chain is insane. The fact that I would be the star of a TV commercial.
Right.
Right, that a fantasy football guy would be the star of a TV commercial, and you know, Dave and Buster's is very happy with the relationship. It's you know, they've been introducing their new sports bars everywhere, and sales are up every year, and so they're very happy with the campaign. And I like Dave and Buster's. It's, you know, it's something, you know, my kids love it. I like going there with my buddies, and so it's been a great relationship with those guys.
All right, I guess we need to go check out Dave and Buster's again. It's been a long time.
I've never been to one.
Oh, well, we're going.
They're fun.
Yeah,
we'll get you power. I'll get you a power card. We'll hook you up. You get some, play some games, and you know, have a beer. It's a good time.
I'm just gonna name drop Matthew Berry at the front door.
We know him.
Yeah, sure. No, yeah, in quotations. Let's we'll get into more sports talk for a little bit here, and we always talk about what we like about fantasy sports. What do you least like about fantasy sports?
I mean, I think the thing that I least like is the, you know, the sometimes unpredictable nature of fantasy sports. You know, that's, you always hate it when you see players get injured.
Sure.
And, you know, not that you hate it for, that's something I hate about sports too, is like, you just, you know, you never like to see anyone get injured. And I think I don't know that this is specific to fantasy sports, so I don't know if I'm really answering your question, but there is, just like in any other walk of life, there is a small percentage of people that take fantasy sports way too seriously, that they go over the line, that they're abusive online, they're abusive to people in their leagues, they cheat, they're...
we got a few of those guys in our league.
They're abusive to athletes and coaches, you know, on social media, sometimes in person, and just really insane behavior that's not normal, and a very small percentage sometimes give the industry a bad reputation or a bad look. And so that's frustrating, where you have a very small percentage, you know, and tainting the pool, if you were, for, you know, a very large portion of people that enjoy it, are normal, rational people, and understand that athletes are out there doing the best they can, just like everyone else, and sometimes it goes your way and sometimes it doesn't. And that, you know, Jamal Charles getting injured isn't on purpose to hurt your fantasy team.
Right.
You know, Jamal Charles is much more worried about being able to feed his family.
Exactly.
So that would be the thing that I like the least. But, I mean, that's not specific to fantasy sports, right? That's true of Twitter. That's true of, like, you go driving and, you know, most people are normal, but there's one a-hole that, you know, cuts you off in traffic and flips you the bird. And, like, you're like, you know, so.
Yeah, pass that guy on the way here.
Right.
Shane, what do you like least about fantasy sports? Is it the losing?
I think it's the lack of control. You pick people that you think are going to do well, and then it's like, okay, it's out of your hands.
So yeah, you listen.
It's hard to get mad when you can't control it.
Right. True. I mean, you buy the magazines, you listen to all the podcasts, you subscribe to Roto World, and then you still get it wrong. But that's no one's fault. That's just how sports plays
I've
out.
I've never gotten it right, so I don't know what that's like.
Well, sure.
Too much faith in Arian Foster.
Yeah, but not this year.
No.
Matt, is it okay if I call you Matt? Because we never asked that. Matthew?
I prefer Matthew if I'm asked. I've answered to much worse. So sure. It's,
we'll keep it with Matthew. Do you ever, the guys you call on your podcast, like Trent Richardson or Ted Ginn, for just doing something boneheaded week to week, do you ever meet these guys and have interactions and talk to them? Or do they bring it up to you that, like, hey, like, I dropped the ball. Why do you got to put me on blast like that?
Rarely have I met or had an interaction with a player that I've been critical of. I tend to avoid, like, you know, it's not like Ted Ginn and I hang out in the same circle.
Sure.
And if we were ever at a party, I can't imagine me ever approaching Ted Ginn.
Okay.
And frankly, I could never imagine him approaching me.
Right.
There have been a couple of instances in a very of people referring, you know, of people that have run into athletes that I've run into that I've been critical of. Steven Jackson, I remember, you know, after his breakout rookie year, I remember saying, I think this guy's a second rounder, not a first rounder. I don't think he's, you know, for him to be a first rounder, he's going to need, like, you know, 1,500 yards and double-digit touchdowns. I don't see him getting it. I had reasons for it. And he, of course, ended up getting those, making both those benchmarks, and met him. And he was a great sport about it and just said, you know, you inspired me and everything like that. So there have been a few times where a couple baseball players back when I did fantasy baseball, but usually they've all been very good sports about it and just said, you know, no, no, it's all good. You're doing your job. And, you know.
Sure.
So.
And
I was glad to prove you wrong, kind of thing. You know,
right.
I would, you know, make fun of myself and am self-deprecating about it. And so there you go.
Perfect. What do you think the best thing in sports is going on right now? Is it, you know, like the Warriors winning 73 games or the Thunder being up 3-1 on the Warriors in the playoffs? Is there something that sticks out to you right now that's like, you know, this is awesome and I can't believe that I'm getting to see this?
Well, I mean, yeah, certainly the NBA playoffs are front and center in terms of, you know, what I'm enjoying watching. And it is, it's, you know, all those, the thing I love about sports in general, and I think you're seeing a specific example of that in the NBA playoffs, is that you never know, right? All those cliches, any given Sunday, you know, one game, anything can happen, all that kind of stuff. And so you're right, you've got the Warriors that, by the regular season record, are the greatest team in NBA history, at least in the regular season.
Sure.
And now they're down 3-1 to the Oklahoma City Thunder. conversely, by the way, so you have the Toronto Raptors, where people were like, the Raptors shouldn't even be in the finals. The Cavaliers have had the easiest path to the in the playoffs of any NBA team, and they're 2-2.
Right.
So I think it's both series are fascinating and, you know, really fun, and it's been I'm an NBA fan. A lot of people don't realize this. I actually started I don't want to say I started, but the very first fantasy column I ever wrote was a fantasy basketball column. And prior to coming to ESPN, I spent 2 years with the NBA working for the NBA. Helping promote their fantasy basketball and doing some writing for NBA.com, being on NBA TV, et cetera, et cetera. So, you know, I owe a great debt of gratitude to the NBA. I wrote about this in my book because it was thanks to my work on the NBA and with the NBA that caught the attention of ESPN, and I wouldn't be at ESPN if it wasn't for the NBA.
Perfect. That's really awesome. I know I'm enjoying the series, and I didn't think it'd get to 3-1, but is TNT the station that loves drama?
Yes.
Okay, so I get maybe. Do you think they had a hand in this?
No.
They
just outplayed them.
Yeah, and they've just been hustling them and hustling them. Matthew, Shane here is a diehard Cowboys fan, and God bless his soul. But we have a question. He's going to ask you about Ezekiel Elliott.
Is the hype for Ezekiel Elliott real? You have him rated higher on your running back list than Todd Gurley, Devontae Freeman, and Lamar Miller. Is that because of his talent or the offensive line?
It's all of it. It's his talent, it's the offensive line, and it's the offensive scheme that they're going to run. So you think about Darren McFadden last year, who I don't think is the talent of Ezekiel Elliott. Darren McFadden last year, who didn't get more than 10 carries until week 7. You know, they were messing around with Joseph Randall and Dunbar was mixed in. So doesn't really get a full workload until after week 7. He's on, frankly, a terrible offense. Kellen Moore, Brandon Whedon, whatever. They've got a bunch of different guys back there. No Dez Bryant. No threat at all. No vertical threat at all because you're not worried about the quarterback getting into it. So defenses literally knew, oh, you guys are going to run because that's all you got. And it's obviously an offense that didn't score very many points.
No.
And yet still, despite the fact that Darren McFadden doesn't become the full-time guy until after week 7, and the fact that it's an inefficient, really stagnant offense, Darren McFadden finishes the tied for the 13th best running back in fantasy last year.
Yep.
So now you've got Ezekiel Elliott, who's going to get the full Lion work share, the full share of the workload from day one. He's a true three-down back. He's a great pass blocker. Running behind one of, if not the best offensive line in football, Tony Romo and Dez Bryant, so defenses have to respect the passing game.
Mm-hmm.
And you think about the Cowboys, and that defense is not great. It's a defense that's going to struggle. So my expectation is that the Cowboys will do what they did 2 years ago, which is they want to run the ball as much as possible, control the clock, win time of possession in a big way, keep their defense on the sideline. I think, barring injury, there is a very legitimate chance that Ezekiel Elliott leads the NFL in touches this year.
Wow.
So based on his talent, the offensive line, and the offensive scheme that I'm expecting, again, I don't think I actually don't think DeMarco Murray's all that good a running back. Mm-mm. No, in that system, 2 years ago, he was the best running back in fantasy.
Yep.
So I think while we haven't seen Ezekiel in the NFL, and I certainly understand some of the concerns, that's why I have Elliott as high as I do, because I do believe this is one of those opportunities and players that will make good on the hype.
Now, yeah, you have him ranked at fourth right now in your running back list, so that is above Todd Gurley, Devontae Freeman, and Lamar Miller. I think his ADP right now is about eighth. In the last 10 years, the closest rookie to that was Reggie Bush at 19. Do you think eight is too high to draft Ezekiel Elliott?
I don't think it is. I certainly can understand why, if you wanted to go Devontae Freeman, Lamar Miller, I can make an argument for any running back. I don't think there's a clear-cut answer. They all sort of have a little bit of warts. You can sort of poke a hole in all of them. To your point about Elliott, we just haven't seen him do it. Other people could say, like, I think you'll see Morris and McFadden mixed in a little bit. You know, Devontae Freeman was great for a little while, but slowed down in the second half. Can he repeat the kind of year he had? Small sample size on him. Same with Todd Gurley, who, you know, Todd Gurley, when he was awesome, and when he wasn't, you know, he's really got bottled up as that passing game really struggled. What's it going to look like with a rookie quarterback? Aren't teams just going to put eight men in the box against Gurley and say, you know, we'll take our chances with rookie Jared Goff in the NFC West, you know, facing Seattle and Arizona twice a year? And they don't have a particularly good schedule, the Rams. So, I mean, I think you can sort of poke your holes, Lamar Miller on a new team. You know what I mean? But I think you're being nitpicky there. And I like all those guys. They're all top 10 running backs for me. And if you say, you know, Barry, you have Ezekiel Elliott 8, but I don't have him higher than 9, I'm like, all right.
Yeah, whatever.
Like it's personal preference, and I honestly don't think there's a huge amount of difference between a lot of these guys. They're all studs. They're all going to get the majority of work.
Right.
Gotcha. On their teams.
Now, sticking with the running backs, what's your thoughts on Eddie Lacy in Green Bay?
You know what? My thoughts on Eddie Lacy in Green Bay, frankly, are that I'm kind of buying it. You know, what was interesting to me about Eddie Lacy is that it's a contract year. You don't like to tend to buy into that. We've seen all these photos of him losing weight in the off season. But talking with Jeff Saturday, this is when I started buying into the sort of the Eddie Lacy hype and a bounce back year for him. Especially because, by the way, we have a much longer track record of Eddie Lacy being a very good fantasy running back than we do of him stinking. Mm-hmm. And so we have a longer track record of that. We also know that we expect the Packers offense to be back to what they are, which is, so now you get Jordy Nelson, so you have a legit guy to stretch the field. Losing Jordy Nelson really obviously put the Packers offense into somewhat of a funk. And I believe that, you know, talking with Jeff Saturday. So, you know, Jeff Saturday obviously played for the Packers, knows all those guys. He's an ESPN NFL analyst here with us now. He also plays fantasy football. And I was talking to him recently, in the last couple of weeks, and I asked about Lacy, and he says, yeah, Jeff is talking to his guys that are in the weight room every day with Eddie, and he says, it's legit. They're like, you know, they're seeing a much more focused Eddie Lacy. He's been, you know, much more present in off season than he ever has been before. Looks like he's been in, like, great shape, best shape of his life, you know, all those kind of things. So, yeah, I'm buying the Eddie Lacy hype. I think he's a high-end RB2 with upside.
Yeah. Well, so Eddie Lacy, he burnt me completely last year.
Oh, yeah, he destroyed him.
I kept starting him, sitting him.
Last year, too, but I think I'm back in.
Now, and then speaking of another running back like Devontae Freeman, how do you temper your expectations going into year to year with guys who have, like, big breakout years or guys who have bust years? Do you have to be pessimistic as a writer for fantasy sports thinking about these guys? Or what? How do you determine who's going to do better, who's going to drop off because of a good year?
Well, I don't think it's any, you know, I think every player, and this is why you spend your whole offseason doing this, is I think every offseason you sort of look at every single player, every individual. Why did this player have the success he did? Why did this player not have the success they did? And is that repeatable? So we just talked about Eddie Lacy. Eddie Lacy was out of shape. He was working on an offense that was really struggling, that missed its second best offensive playmaker after Aaron Rodgers in Jordy Nelson. They were asking Randall Cobb. They didn't really have anyone else to stretch the field. I mean, they had to bring in James Jones. Ugh. You know, kind of this retread that had been released by a couple of teams. And so you're like, can we? But now Eddie Lacy has lost the weight. They get Jordy Nelson back. You know, are there reasons to believe he could come back. In terms of Devontae Freeman, why did he explode the way he did? You know, a good fit for Kyle Shanahan's offense, a preponderance and a, you know, a trying to run and touch the ball near. He's also a good pass catcher. They didn't really have anyone to catch the ball beyond Julio. I'm downgrading Devontae a little bit because I think the scoring will be there, but not as much as it was last year in terms of the scoring. You know, they added Mohamed Sanu. They're expecting big things out of Justin Hardy this year. So I think there'll be a little more weapons in the passing game for Matt Ryan than there were last year. That said, they improved their offensive line, the Falcons, they did. So, you know, I think it's reasonable to expect Freeman to have a pretty solid year this year. Again, so you just sort of go through each player and you say, like, why did this happen, and is it repeatable?
Right. And I think Freeman even had, like, 52% of his total points scored in 4 weeks. So, I mean, you're not going to get that all the time.
Correct. So that's why I have Gurley ahead of him. I have David Johnson ahead of him. I have Ezekiel Elliott ahead of him. But I do think, you know, in a league where there's very few running backs that you can say, like, that guy's getting all the running back touches on his team, Freeman is one of them.
Mm-hmm.
So
we got a few more here, and then we'll let you go, Matt. I know you're a very busy guy. We had a third member of our group just walk in during halfway through this. John, welcome to TorCast this week.
Thank you. Yeah. Hey, Matt, how you doing?
It's Matthew.
I'm good, thank you.
Now, he had a question about another running back, and then we're going to we'll get off the running back thing for here in a second, but we got one last one.
How valuable is Deion Lewis this year?
I think Deion Lewis is very valuable, obviously. I mean, this is a guy that was a top 10 fantasy running back prior to getting injured. And certainly in terms of PPR, he was a top 15 fantasy running back in standard scoring around there. And you think about the New England Patriots. No team in the NFL attempted more passes last year than the NFL Patriots. The New England Patriots, or maybe it was second. I think it may be second in pass attempts. But it's a very, very pass-heavy offense. They throw quite a bit. And Deion Lewis is their passing down back. So I think you have to be concerned about, you know, re-injury and how healthy he looks. We'll see when he comes to August. And, you know, you'll have LeGarrette Blount there as well. But certainly, I think Deion Lewis is something special. I think he's a legit player. I don't think it was a fluke last year. And you certainly want to get as many Patriots players as possible. I'm not worried about a suspension or potential missing four games. I have Deion Lewis as a top 20 running back.
Nice. Awesome. Yeah. Shane, go ahead.
Can you name one stud, one flop, and one surprise Hail Mary that you'll have for this season?
Kind of a toughie, we know. But,
yeah. Put him on the spot.
One more time. So one.
One stud. If it's Antonio Brown, that's okay too. One flop and one surprise, maybe.
You know, it's like one of those. All right, so I'll start with a surprise, and that is a guy named Rashad Green, who's a wide receiver in Jacksonville. Okay. I like him quite a bit, and I know they do as well. And he's a guy that got injured a little bit, but really good receiver out of the slot. They view him as kind of a Wes Welker, Julian Edelman type. So I think he's a really interesting guy for PPR leagues. The Jaguars are still going to be pass first. In terms of a flop, I'm going in reverse here. In terms of a flop, I'll literally just say any quarterback that gets drafted early. It's not that I think Cam Newton, you know, or Aaron Rodgers is going to have a bad year. They're going to have great years. They'll be fine. But I think that quarterback is so deep this year. It's deeper than any season I've ever can remember. And because of the deepness of the position, I believe that taking a quarterback early is just going to be a big mistake. So, you know, much rather have a guy like, you know, Drew Brees or Ben Roethlisberger. You can get, you know, six or seven rounds later than a Cam Newton or a Tom Brady or a, not Tom Brady, but, you know, like a, or Aaron Rodgers, Andrew Luck, that kind of guy.
Right.
And then a stud, Lamar Miller. I think he has a, you know, I know we talked about Ezekiel Elliott over him, but I do think Lamar Miller going to Houston, where he's going to be the bell cow. The Texans, over the last 2 years, ran the ball, were one of the most run-heavy teams in the NFL, And yes, they added Brock Osweiler, and yes, you know, they drafted, you know, Will Fuller and Braxton Miller, and you obviously got Hopkins there, but it's still going to be a run-first team. And so Miller, who could never get a lot of run in Miami, is going to the Texans to be a bell cow. And I think he's a perfect fit for that offense. So I think Lamar Miller is like a legit top five fantasy running back.
And the final question I have, I know when we came and seen you, you were a big Redskin fan. So who wins the NFC East? Do the Skins repeat?
Oh, the homer in me says the Skins repeat.
That's okay.
The pessimist in me says it's Dallas. But I think it's between those two teams.
All right.
Yep.
John, do you have anything else before we wrap up?
I know I was looking on your Twitter and I seen the movie Fantasy.
We already talked about it. Yeah, I'll play it back for you. Matthew, that's all. I think that's all we had for today. We haven't won any podcast award yet, but hopefully your good luck here will rub off on us and we'll get at least a nomination there.
Fantastic.
Actually, one last thing. Are you willing? We have a bold prediction board, much like you have a board bet on the 06-010. Would you be willing to put Ezekiel Elliott leads the league in touches for running backs on our board?
As a bold prediction?
Yeah.
Sure, as a bold prediction, yeah, of course.
Okay.
Yeah, you bet.
We'll throw that down, and hopefully that'll rain true.
As a Cowboy fan, I hope that rains true.
Sure. Matt, as we say goodbye... Matthew, sorry. God, I'm going to mess that up. As we say goodbye, just anything you wanted to plug? You plug your Twitter, your Roto World?
No, I'm good, guys. Like I said, the one thing I'm... You know, you can follow me on Twitter at Matthew Berry TMR. But like I mentioned at the top of the show, the Fantasy Movie League, that's... if I was going to plug one thing, it'd be that. So fantasymovieleague.com. It's, you know, download the app. It's free to play. We've got a ton of great prizes.
Perfect. Matthew, thank you for coming on.
Thank you.
All right. Thank you.
Yeah. Thanks, guys. Good luck.
All right, thanks. Bye. So I think that was...
Wow.
The definitive... As I think they call it on his podcast, the definitive Matthew Berry interview.
That was cool.
It's pretty sweet. Yeah, thanks, right? Thanks on
yeah, thank
old
you
Matthew Berry that. Checking us out.
Yeah, right.
The thing was, never mind. I'm getting birthday texts from numbers I don't know. That's always a good one.
Yeah.
I had everything written down as Matt, and then I was like, oh crap, I wonder, because he always goes by Matthew.
Right.
And then I kept saying Matt.
Well, that's what I was like. Well, I was at work and I was like, I'm going to have to ask him. Should I call him Matthew?
I did.
He prefers Matthew.
Yeah, he prefers Matthew, but he said he's been called worse. Yeah. So
he's been called a lot worse than Matt.
Yeah. Again, Matthew.
Berry.
Matthew Berry.
Thank you very much.
Thanks for coming on. That's our sports segment for this week, so hopefully no one expected us to talk more Warriors or Thunder.
Yeah, we talked Warriors. He likes the NBA, too.
Yeah, he started awesome. With the NBA. Yeah.
Yeah, he was a fantasy guy at first, and then got his job as ESPN.
So we're gonna take, we're gonna
and
do it.
I messed that.
Well, you got the tail end of it, but I mean, you're here. I
right.
Right.
You got to ask
right.
him a question.
Yeah. Damn traffic.
Damn traffic.
I tell you, there's like a fucking backup for miles and 81 South, and I'm like, I'm looking across the bridge on 37 to get on, and it's like traffic. I'm like, fuck it, I'll take 81. Fly down 81, get off at the exit,
yep.
And shoot across. I get up to the top, and there's a line of traffic as far as I can see. And I'm like, fucking great. Here we go. They're going to start Matthew Berry without me. And guess what?
Yeah.
Fucking traffic.
We're going to take a quick break. You're going to get our weekly ad here. We'll be right back.
American Classic Bar and Grill is the place to be. Open 7 days a week. Karaoke every Friday. Happy hour Monday through Friday, 4 till 8. Come on in Sundays and watch the race on our 70-inch screen TV. We'll have wings, slider and drink specials, bucket deals, and dollar-off drafts. Check out our Facebook page for daily specials located in Gateway Plaza off Route 7 across from Martin's. American Classic Bar and Grill. Family-owned and operated. Good food, good friends, good times.
And we're back.
Perfect.
Thank you, American Classic Bar and Grill.
Yeah, every week. Okay, let's get into our regular stuff. We need to write down that bold prediction there, which I don't know how bold it was.
Write it down.
I think he was catching on to maybe it's not so bold, but what are you doing there? Was that a writing down noise?
That was a sweep.
That's a sweep button?
Yeah.
Okay. Did you guys bring anything else to talk about?
No.
So that
is it Zeke?
Just put Zeke.
Z
E K E. Elliot, and then we'll tag it as that.
Yeah, I only had like two questions for him. I was gonna ask him about. Did you hear about that Apple? I forget her name. April Apple, maybe. I have to look it up. That the guy that the Giants drafted.
Eli Apple.
ESPN hired his mother for the countdown.
Really?
Yeah,
because she was some. I don't something remember what the whole deal was with her.
And she had told his son. Her son wanted a Rolex to go to the draft with.
Sure.
And she's like, ain't nobody going, why you want Rolex? You a broke kid that just graduated college. Like, you don't need a Rolex.
Right.
And she pretty much said, listen, fool, you ain't got no money. You ain't got no money to pay for it. You ain't getting it.
Sure.
And it was something else in the article. And I guess ESPN really liked her and they wanted to bring her on as a countdown.
Okay. Well, yeah, I think she was very funny for them or something. All right, she did something that made the internet blow up a little bit on draft day, so. Okay, well, I guess it's time for our podcast staple,
Urban Dictionary Word of the Week.
Jesus, we go from really highbrow, awesome ESPN sports interview
to
dick jokes immediately.
Yeah, there's gonna be a lot of people cut this one off.
How long can you go without dick jokes on TorCast?
I think the 30-minute record today is gonna do it. What's a good city? What you got? What you thinking about?
Oakland?
To
go with the Warriors.
Oakland Warriors?
They play in Oakland, California.
Golden State. Yeah. Gotcha. Don't you fucking confuse me.
It's going to be the Las Vegas Raiders here in a couple of years.
Probably. Oakland only pulled up booty. Oakland booty. Not sure this is going to be good. Yeah, Oakland booty just means a booty that is large, round, a.k.a. bootylicious. So, that was...
Bootylicious.
Yeah. You got another one?
Cleveland?
No. Well, I'll type it, but I know it's already bad. Because it's all okay.
Oh, yeah.
Well, the classic, the steamer. Oh, the steamer with a reverse teabag. Steamroller. They're all the same. Jackrabbit's the only one that's different.
Be the Cleveland Jackrabbit?
Nope, it's pretty much the same.
What about Toronto?
Toronto.
You just throw it out. You just, like, let's go with the NBA and just throw out cities.
I feel like this is going to be derogatory towards Canadians.
Do we have ever done Kansas City yet?
I think so. No, we haven't done Kansas City. Okay, I got the Toronto Turban.
Yeah.
This might get playfully racist.
It probably will.
Let's see what.
Let's stay away from that one.
Are you sure?
Come on.
I don't see anything in here that's racist.
Yeah.
So.
I thought you said it was racist.
Well, I didn't read it first. Now I've read it.
If it came out of this guy's mouth, it's probably gonna be racist.
I picked the fucking city.
Yeah, you knew it.
It's gonna be racist.
So let's see, the Toronto Turban. Do you have any idea what this might be?
Wrapping your dick with something.
Wrapping your dick with something.
Yeah,
see, racist, right there. Boom.
Boom. How's that dick racist? Racist.
Dick racist. You're discriminating.
Shut the fuck
against
up,
women.
Jackass.
The Toronto Turban. The Toronto Turban is the act of placing a well-worn or soiled pair of underwear or boxer shorts on your partner's face or head while engaging in sexual intercourse.
Ew.
Then continually slapping them in the face, neck, and chest. Face, neck, chest, or head until you've reached orgasm.
Do it.
No, I'm not doing
do
that.
Do it.
No.
You do it.
Yeah, you do it.
To who? What am I going to do it to?
Just well,
find
we could...
Who?
I don't know.
Who?
I know.
I know
who.
Who?
From John's birthday weekend.
Mystery lady.
Are we allowed to talk about that?
Sure.
So Shane, let me paint a picture for you.
The cougar.
Let's say you walk to a bar. You just walk in there.
All
right. And this is for family and friends at home, all of our TorCast listeners, and Matthew Berry fans are still hanging out with us. You walk into a bar.
Poor souls.
Yeah, the poor souls that are gonna get quality content. That you walk into a bar. So we're standing. You stand around a group of friends.
I don't even think we were there. What, 10 minutes?
10 minutes.
I don't know.
Less than that. You walk. You're in your group of friends. You're just talking about whatever. Finding out what you want to do next. It's your birthday weekend. You're having a little fun.
A little drunk.
Woman walks up to you. You're beautiful. You are just a big, beautiful man. Yeah, BBM. Big, beautiful man. And you are just gorgeous. Like, just look at you. And you're standing there going, who the fuck is this woman? I don't know her.
Just to clarify, nothing like this has ever happened in my
life. No, I've never been out with anyone that this has happened.
Welcome to 29, I guess.
Yeah, I guess.
Happy 29th birthday.
It was your birthday. Happy birthday to me. I'm 26.
That's so I why I started the interview with Matthew Berry. We got two good things today. Oh, it's my birthday. Yes. Started it with his birthday before we introduced that we had an ESPN columnist.
I mean, Matthew Berry is on another level than us. But for me, I can't just pass up on a joke.
He's
right?
Cloud nine. We're still down in hell.
Sure, yeah.
I'm not gonna lie. I told a couple people at work so I can get some questions, and they're like, bullshit.
Well, now they can come back and listen to it. So if there is a next time, which, if the chances of that are probably slim.
You never know.
You never know. Matthew Berry's a great guy, but he is busy.
Right.
And we're coming up on football season. Yes. He ain't got any time.
No.
I mean, I'll let him do his job. We'll do our thing.
After the season, before the Super Bowl.
Something like that.
Right.
What were we talking? Oh, your beautiful man story.
Yeah.
So, I don't know who this person is looking at her. The only other woman in our group, your wife, Shane,
mm-hmm.
I said, this person works with
you. No, Jen and Kelly were there.
No, they weren't.
Where were they?
It was just the four of us. They were in the bar. I'm like, you know this person. This woman works with you. Did you tell her to do
this?
That's
what I thought.
And then she goes, I don't know who this is. And then I'm like, this has got to be a joke. Not that anything's wrong with you, John.
Yeah.
But then, this has got to be a joke.
Did you preface this by saying this woman's old enough to be our mom?
Sure, she's in her 50s. Yeah, did she tell you how old she was?
No.
50.
She never did. Yeah, I know she's older than 44. I can tell you that.
She's old enough to be our mom.
How'd you fucking figure that out? Did she say that part? Oh, I guess you said
you're
older.
You don't remember that?
No, I don't.
Okay.
Not halfway through picks.
Okay, well, we got to... Do you want me to tell that story?
Yeah, sure. No. We'll wait. Anyway, so what's the scenario here where everything turns out okay? Because if she walks up, she leaves. Did you buy her a drink?
No.
You didn't buy her a drink?
No.
But you went inside to dance?
Yeah, later on
and
that
she,
night.
She found you there?
Well... actually, she did find me there.
Okay.
She was dancing. I was dancing with Kelly.
Sure.
Me and Kelly had went inside.
Friend of the podcast, Kelly.
She's done on once.
We started dancing like me and Kelly normally dance. You know? And she looks over and I see her, and she has seen me. She sees me. I look. I don't know. We make eye contact.
She gives
and
the
she's
way?
Like, she's like giving me like thumbs up.
Who
like,
Kelly is or the girl?
No.
The cougar.
Cougar.
Cougar girl.
We're gonna refer she's to her like, as the cougar.
Cougs.
She's pointing at Kelly. She's giving me the thumbs up. She's, you know, she's like, yeah. You know, like she looks good. Blah blah blah. Whatever. And like I start laughing. Well, Kelly looks up at me and she's like, "What are you laughing at?" And I bend down. And I said, "You remember that lady that was over there with us?" She's like, "Yeah." I was like, "She's over there, like giving me like the thumbs up at." She's like pointing at you, giving me the thumbs up. And Kelly like stops. And you know Kelly's drunk thinking face.
Yeah, it's a lot like her normal face.
She stops,
but less resting bitch.
Sure. And she looks at you.
And she turns around and she disappears into the crowd. Right.
Okay.
Next thing you know, I'm like, "What the hell's going on?" Well, Ethan's mom comes up and she starts dancing.
Yeah, Tina.
Yeah.
Ugly Tina.
She had just got there. And I look over to my left and this other chick starts dancing. I'm like, and then like Kelly kind of like grabs Tina and like ushers her away. And next thing you know, I'm dancing with this other chick. I think I'll just go this
way. You leaving us?
Yeah.
Back into this. Okay. So, Where was the decision to tongue punch her in the throat? Because you hear Shane laughing from the other room.
First, let me tell you this story.
You tell me.
The story on her age had come about when she... You don't remember her coming to the group?
Like when we're all. I remember that whole thing. I wasn't that drunk.
Well, she comes over and...
Not really.
Somebody, I don't know who, somebody had asked her what her name is. And her name is... Lori.
Okay.
So I say, "Hey, that's the same name as your mom."
Talking to Shane.
Right.
Right.
And she's like, "How old's your mom?" And Shane's like, 44. And she's like, "Oh, honey, I'm older than that."
So
and I'm like,
"What?
What? You're what?" She's like, "Yeah." And I was at that point, I was kind of afraid to ask her how old she was, so I was like,
"Well, you're not supposed to anyway."
Right.
Sure.
Right. So I was like, "Fuck it." I was putting her at like late 30s.
She looked that young. Sure. Yeah. She looked like 35, 34.
Right.
Not 50.
Right.
Yeah. So
I mean, she didn't look bad.
So for one night, sure. So for one night, is 50 okay?
Yeah.
Is a relationship okay for 50?
Oh.
Because you're 29.
Right.
Just turned, you know, a young 29.
Yeah, I'll try it out, see what it was like.
You try it out. So this person's almost double your age.
Right.
Sure. I don't think I could. I'm 26. Let's call it 46. 20 years older than me. I don't think I could do that.
I'd try it out.
No, you wouldn't.
Yeah, I would.
What? What would you guys do? I mean, what would you do with a 50-year-old, John?
It would all depend.
What?
Like, you know, if like...
Like Jennifer Aniston, 50, sure.
I mean...
Beautiful, smart, rich lady.
I mean, of course you gotta see what her interest is, you know what I mean? Like
you gotta see her okay Cupid profile.
Yeah.
Yeah. Do we match up?
Are we percentage... Yeah, what's our percentage likable?
Right.
But, I mean... She likes sports, sure. Whatever. You know what I mean? Like, she likes doing stuff.
Okay. I mean, I guess dating is different than a hookup.
Right.
Couldn't hook up with somebody over double my age.
What was that? I don't know why he picked you up on that one.
I couldn't hook up with someone more than double my age.
No? So you couldn't go to 47 or whatever?
Not even one night?
46.
52.
Not even one night? I was saying 20 years, sorry.
No. 15 years is the max.
15 years.
Just one night.
It's 41. I'm not sleeping with somebody older than my mom. Not doing it.
Would you tell your mom if you did? Yeah,
fuck no.
I would. I'd tell her.
You tell your mom everything.
I do. So.
Your mom's cool.
Mom's not. Cool.
Well, yeah, your mom.
She'd be like, you heard that, mom. Yeah. John don't think you're cool.
Did she listen?
She has before.
Yeah. Okay.
Mm-hmm. I think she's cool. I told her about what happened.
When did you tell my mom?
When we were sitting at the restaurant on Sunday.
Yeah, it was a great dinner talk. It was awesome.
When those idiots asked us after Anthony got up and put it on the big screen, are you guys watching this? No, you dumb fucks, we're not.
Yeah, we can get to that in
But,
right.
Back to your question. When it's okay to
tongue punch the back of her throat.
Did she tongue punch you first?
When... Like Anthony said, when he walked through to go to the bathroom, her hand was on the back of my head, pulling my head down.
And she's about as tall as Amber.
Yeah.
Maybe an inch taller. So she's short. Yeah. About 5'5".
Right.
You got her over by a foot.
Yep.
So you completely hunched over like the humpback of Notre Dame? Like,
I guess.
Hey, how's it going?
When I walked in there, that's kind of what it looked like. Him just leaning down. I imagine it's that way for most people for you, right. Though. Because you're, 6'7"?
6'6", yeah.
6'6". I was giving you... Take the inch, John.
Okay. 6'7".
With shoes on, you're probably 6'7".
Yeah. Just a little extra. Yeah. It's a good night, though. Would you have fun?
Oh,
birthday
yeah.
Weekend?
Oh, yeah.
Were you drunk that night?
Really?
Was I drunk?
Yeah.
What do you think?
I think yes.
Yeah.
If you're telling wasn't, neither was I.
I know you were.
I was never.
Yeah, you were.
I always know when you are. Could you really like to talk about how good of friends we are?
Yeah.
I don't remember this.
Typically, yeah. You don't.
I did have like one sappy moment.
Uh-oh.
Like in the middle because, you know, everybody's buying me drinks and...
Yeah, you're welcome.
Yeah.
Usually, I told you guys thank you.
Yeah, you texted me the next day and told me thanks.
And,
I don't remember if you told me that night or not.
Yeah, I told everybody that night.
Well, you're welcome.
I remember a lot of things.
You didn't. He didn't say you're welcome after we lied to him about a Four Horsemen.
Yeah,
I do remember that. Yeah. Don't ever accept a shot you don't know what it is, because 95% of the time, if it's coming from one of us, that's what it is.
Granted, we told him what it was, but we told him something else, and he drank it anyway.
Yeah.
What'd you tell him?
I told him it was a Starburst. It was not a Starburst.
It was way too dark to be a Starburst.
Whatever, he drank
it. Dude, it was dark. I was drunk. I drank it.
It cost me
next time, just start me off with the Four Horsemen.
That's how we used to do it.
I know.
When we all went through our 21st birthday, start with Tyler. No, that's how we did.
That's not how we used to do it. That's how you told us to do it. And we said, that's a dumbass rule. I'm only doing it
only
if you do it.
Because he didn't do it
and
first.
He didn't do it.
Nah.
So,
I did it. My birthday, I took one.
It was like fucking...
Yeah, we had
it was
to,
like ripping off
a
Band-Aid.
We had to pry the first shot into you first.
The slut?
Yeah, because you're like, I'm not taking it.
It's a redhead slut. You don't. It's, that sounds a little different.
I wasn't trying to stereotype redheads.
Fine, that's the line. That's the Shane racist line. I'll make fun of anybody, but not redheads. You better believe not redheads.
It's true. They have no souls.
Yeah, they're already dead to the world,
exactly.
Right?
Yeah.
But yeah, I'm not used to people, you know, buying things for me. So it was.
Did you pay for anything that night?
I'll pay for my beer at the brewery.
The brewery? Okay, you should have said something. You wouldn't have to pay for it. But past that, you had a shot every 5 minutes.
That's what fucked me up was that shit at the brewery.
The dark beer?
Yep.
It was good, though.
It was, but...
Shout outs to Winchester... Was it Winchester Brewery, or...
I've never been there.
You were there Saturday.
That first time.
Yeah, that's you guys
just, been. That's the first time we all been there.
Oh, I thought you guys went there for Apple Blossom. Someone told me, oh, you wanted to go... That's right. You wanted to go to the brewery at Apple Blossom when you were drunk as fuck.
That was the...
Stag after stag.
That was the other one. That one didn't open until the week after Apple Blossom.
Wow. I didn't know there was two.
Yeah. Excution and the Winchester Brewery.
So we're turning into like a hipster beer town now?
Yeah.
I was talking to a guy at work about it, and he goes, if you like craft beer and want to go to tap houses, Asheville, North Carolina...
That sounds like a drive for a beer.
There's 18 tap houses within 5 miles.
I'm not going to North Carolina.
Because of NC State, Duke, North Carolina. It's in the college triangle down there.
So all the rich kids. All the time.
Hey, nobody cares about Carolina.
We'll see.
We'll see.
Our guest was a Syracuse grad, so I know he doesn't.
Yeah.
Right.
Fuck him.
Whoa.
For liking Syracuse.
Whoa. Whoa.
He's a Redskin fan, too.
You're off the podcast.
Oh, double negative.
We get one ESPN guest on here, kidding. And 10 minutes later, fuck him.
When is the only time we're going to get an ESPN guest? You just ruined that for
hopefully
us.
Him again.
You just ruined it. Well not now!
Goodness.
I'm joking.
Matthew Berry, he is sorry. I apologize.
He's just going to chalk it up to I'm a Cowboys fan, so it's all right.
You couldn't have wrote that bold prediction any worse. Yeah. Why'd you do it around the one dark spot on the board? There's all that other room.
I don't know.
God damn it.
You could have did the, we need to go to you did and Monday and Tuesday instead of just Sunday.
I'm taking a picture of that and put it on the website. So people know what we're talking about. This is the board that we deal with every week. Oh, fuck. That's a picture of Cody Rhodes.
Wrong show.
Cody Rhodes or Stardust? Which one?
It was comparing that they're not the same person.
Oh, because they're not.
No. They're not.
Stardust is still employed by WWE.
Can't wait for him to come back.
Hey.
Picture.
But, yeah, it was a good time. I really appreciate it. Thank you guys.
You're welcome. So,
it was a good time.
What are we...
Now 30, we're going to have to come up with something fucking big.
We're going skydiving.
Dirty.
No.
30.
Yeah.
No.
Yeah.
Why?
Because you're...
Because you won't do it any other time.
The problem is, your 30 is by itself, so it's kind of going to be, ha, by the time
set
our 30...
the bar.
Yeah, right? By the time our 30s roll around, if we're still... Tyler will be 30. Chuck turns 30. A month later, I turn 30. And then him and Anthony and Ethan, bang, bang, bang.
I won't turn 30. I'm only going to be 29 forever. I'm
going
to be older, beautiful.
I'm 29.
By the time we get to...
The third time.
Right, by the time we get to Anthony's 30th birthday, he's going to be like, are we done yet?
So you want me to go skydiving and everybody else just gets
I
want to
go with
30.
You.
I mean...
For my 30th birthday, we're going to like Dave & Buster's.
Matthew Berry's a big supporter of Dave & Buster's.
Yeah, because he's a sponsor. Yeah. Or he's a spokesperson for him.
Mm-hmm. Then why can't we do that?
You got to start big.
Yeah.
Put my 30th birthday in shame in 4 years.
I wanted to go to medieval times.
That's not big.
That sucks.
That's not big.
That's pathetic. Been.
That's expensive.
Yeah.
Let's go skydiving.
That's expensive.
That's the joke.
Man.
I don't know. It's probably about the same price.
Think so? How much is it to go skydiving?
I don't know. I have to ask Kristen.
I bet it's a lot.
Navy girl.
She's on her way home. She'll be home tomorrow.
Here home or there home?
Here home.
Ooh.
She'll be home through the 19th.
Shout out
Welcome
to
home.
Navy girl.
So when this goes up, she'll be home. Welcome home.
Yeah, she should be home
tomorrow. Shout out to all the,
her and,
the Navy.
Christian.
The Navy people that listen out there in Hawaii. Aloha.
Stand up and do that luau dance. They're both doing it. This is the most fun I've had on the podcast
ever.
Shout out
to all the armed forces for Memorial Day. We will record after Memorial Day.
Yes, sir.
So we'll go ahead and put that out.
We have a day off? Can I stop working for a day?
I'm off Monday.
Fuck.
You off Monday?
I spent my whole birthday.
Hell, I'm not over. When am I ever off? I don't get no damn holidays
off. Friday, Saturday, and Sunday.
Yeah, and I go back to work on Monday.
Actually, I'm off tomorrow, Friday, till Tuesday.
I spent my whole birthday eating pizza, playing video games, and writing this show. Felt like a normal work day for me. It's my day off.
You played video games at 8. How's that a normal work day?
Because I work at a video game store.
So?
And I'm fat.
Yeah, okay.
Right.
I'm putting on some weight, guys.
By the time he's 30, I hope he weighs 220 pounds.
Oh, I'll be huge. So fucking mad.
Huge. Those skinny jeans aren't going to fit anymore.
Well, they'll still be skinny.
Walking around.
Normal jeans will be I'm not a sweatpants guy. I can't leave the house in sweatpants. I don't even wear sweatpants at the house.
No?
No. It just seems so lazy.
Yeah, no.
Okay. Well, I mean, I understand that not everybody's the same. It just seems like I can't do it. I'm not a sweatpants hanging out at the house guy. Mm. But shorts or jeans on. Ready to go. All the time.
That just seems so uncomfortable. Like, jeans anyway. I mean, I rock
jeans. You're wearing jeans now.
No, he's rocking work pants.
Oh, you're wearing work pants now. I'm not
wearing work pants.
Motherfucker, don't you wear those
work? I'm not wearing work pants.
You just came from work.
I know.
Mine are laying on the washer. I mean, I'm home, so I don't have to.
They look like work pants, but they're not.
They're the nappy blue pants that we gotta fucking wear to work. I hate them.
He just busted his balls for it. Do you want to move on and talk about something else?
Sure.
We celebrated John's birthday. Happy birthday, John.
Thank you.
One last time. Happy birthday to me. Thank you, guys.
I told you happy birthday.
I know. John texted me this morning.
I kind of felt bad because everybody put it on Facebook. I'm like, I'm going to see him later.
Yeah. Whatever. I mean, it's 26. Whoopee.
Downside of dirty 30.
Or upside of 40. Duh. I'm starting to climb. You know, the true climb. I got one thing, just one story here to talk about, and then we got to wrap. We're at 50 minutes because we have over the top to do as well, and it's already late in the day for us. Here we go. Do you want to just hear the title for this? Because Shane already knows what it is. John, do you want to just hear this real quick? Python bites penis off man on toilet and doesn't let go. Or bites penis of man on toilet and doesn't let go.
A snake?
A python is a snake.
So what?
Here you go. A Thai man's routine, like a Thai, like he's Taiwanese. Man's routine visit to the bathroom turned into a terrifying fight with a giant snake.
Ew.
I'm not going to try to pronounce his name. Actually, hold on. Atath Paran Boon Makachai. That's how it's spelled. Was doing his business on the toilet in his home east of Bangkok when a python emerged through the toilet bowl and bit his penis.
That's my biggest fear. Something coming back up through the toilet.
That's your biggest fear?
That's one of mine. You're sitting there taking a shit and someone comes up and bites your scrotum.
I like that that's your biggest fear. There's plenty of other things to be afraid of.
Spiders.
Okay. There's ever a
water spider.
There's spiders that don't, because of the water buoyancy, they just float. They just stand on top of it, like ants. You're fucked.
Man, I can't sit down and shit anymore.
So what do you need to do, stand up and shit?
Well,
in the shower.
It's going to be a little messy.
Ew.
The python wouldn't let go, so he screamed for his wife to get a rope. The Thai English language news site, oh God, I shouldn't have done this, Kahoot English noted... he managed to tie the snake's head to the bathroom door.
And ripped it off?
Tie the snake's head to the bathroom door and extract himself before he passed out from loss of blood.
Oh, God. He needs that bionic penis we talked about last week.
Oh, man.
You talking about bionic penis again?
Yeah, we did. Was that 2 weeks ago?
That was a long time ago.
No, this was a penis transplant.
Same thing as the bionic penis, right?
The bionic penis is different because they made it out of like tubes and a fucking cotton ball or something.
This is somebody else's dick attached to your body.
They severed a dick off another person and sewed it on to a new person.
And it works. You can pee out of it.
You can pee out of it.
You just can't.
Which is the function of a penis.
There's other things for it too.
Well,
but those,
for some people.
Blood flow's not going down there yet.
What?
It can't get hard.
Well, what the fuck are you saying? Did you put me like a little fucking pee tube or something?
A catheter.
Pee tube. Yeah, now you're changing a bag. It's a whole thing. And you're like a freak of nature.
Don't tease me. If I can't use it, then why have it?
This episode started off so well.
But he's using it. Urinating is a use.
What the fuck are you talking about? This is good shit.
This is number one shit. We're the best Torcast podcast on our website. Actually, that's not true. Over the Tops probably does better than this show. I know for a fact. So, but now with this episode. This episode's golden.
Golden.
This is the episode you send to people.
Yeah, now we got a python eating, dick eating python.
Like, they're not going to get past the Matthew Berry part. They're going to stop.
They're going to stop at Urban Dictionary, Toronto Turban.
Probably.
So, good plugs for American Classic Bar and Grill, though.
Hey.
What are we doing? What is it? Oh.
Anthony's right. Sitting in his bike class.
Oh, why? Did you send that to Ant?
Yeah.
That's rude. You
I don't know why.
That's
not
rude. He knows he's missing.
He knows, but I just want him to, like...
He hasn't had a bike license for how long? No.
It's better to have one than not have one.
Well, yeah.
But good thing he's never driven his bike.
I was in a class with a dude that hadn't had one, and he's been riding his since...
The dawn of
just
time.
Just don't do anything like, stupid. They're not going to pull you over.
Well, he was riding... The guy that was in my class was riding with his brother. His brother's got his license. He doesn't. His brother ended up getting pulled over. He had to jet and just went home. He didn't pull over with his brother. He kept going.
That's stupid.
Because he doesn't have his license.
Yeah, but all this is a fine. Don't run from the fucking cops.
He didn't run from them. They didn't pull him over. They pulled his brother over.
How much is the fine?
For... It's probably just like driving without a license.
A couple hundred bucks.
Okay. I would still get the license. Get the license. Well, don't be an idiot.
Yeah.
Get the license.
Yeah, you shouldn't be driving anything with a motor without a license. That includes a lawnmower while you got a can of beer in your hand.
I was going to... Is there a story behind that?
Never, the George Jones. You never heard the George Jones story?
I don't know what you're talking about.
So
I'm not from the country.
In a song, Jason Aldean talks about.
Yeah, like I'm gonna listen to that song.
John knows. He has John a little background info. Well, he was riding his lawnmower with a can of beer in his hand. Cop drives by. He toasts the cop with beer in his hand as he's mowing his grass.
George Jones?
Yes.
Hold on. Mowing his grass like he was in his yard?
He was on a motorized vehicle.
What state is this?
I can't remember which one. But he was. They gave him a DUI for drinking and driving a lawnmower.
Was he on the road?
He was on a motorized vehicle.
Are you 100% sure he was... Because I think if you're mowing the grass on a lawnmower in your yard, I'm pretty sure they can at least give you... An open container.
Maybe you got a drunk in public or something like that.
I don't think you can get an open container on your property, though.
You're behind the wheel of a motorized vehicle.
In Virginia. They can see you with it in your hand. Uh-huh. Like, if you got your windows open, you're sitting in your house, you're out in public.
That doesn't count as open container.
That's bullshit.
That doesn't count.
But yeah, he got a DUI on a lawnmower.
So, like a riding lawnmower.
Mm-hmm.
If he was pushing a lawnmower, would he get the same thing?
No, because you're pushing it.
You're not driving it.
That seems so stupid, though.
Right.
Yeah.
That cop's a total dick for doing that. What the fuck?
His wife just yelled at him.
Maybe he's having a bad day.
Yeah, so he took it out on somebody else. Would you take that to court if that was you? Would you try and fight it?
It depends on how the law's written. If I think I get away with it, well, yeah, but it's considered a motorized vehicle. You could drive a lawnmower on the road.
Don't act like you're going to be... Don't act rational now. Right. If this happened to you, you wouldn't shut up about it.
Right there. Oh, yeah, no, we're going to court, and I'm getting this thrown out.
Yeah, see? No, this is... I would be pit. I'd be like, okay, fuck you. Give me the ticket. I'm going to court right now.
Meet me at the courthouse. Yeah. I'm going to drive my fucking lawnmower.
Right. Son of a bitch.
You get in the car, he pulls you over again. anything else to add this week? We got to wrap. We might have a guest for Over the Top. Not entirely sure yet.
Good episode, fellas.
Again, thank you, Matthew Berry.
Yes, thank you.
We'll be in touch. I'll send a follow-up email. Maybe we'll have him on again if time permits for him. Very busy dude. We'll see if Ezekiel Elliott leads the league in touches for running backs this upcoming season. Yes or no, does that happen?
Yes.
John, yes or no, does that happen?
I'd like it to happen, so yes.
I'm saying no.
Oh, fuck you, only because you're a fucking Ravens fan.
I'm saying no because you guys said yes.
Who touched the ball more?
What?
Who's going to touch the ball more than him?
Then Ezekiel Elliott?
If Goff takes off, if he can prove the first couple weeks that he can pull guys out of the box, it's Gurley.
I was going to say Gurley or Miller.
Yeah. It's going to be tough because the Texans and Cowboys running the same style offense.
Yeah. So, we'll see.
Texans might have more weapons than Dallas does.
Last, anything else?
No, I'm good.
All right. Bye, everybody.
Take it easy.
And now a word from our sponsors.
Good job, John.
American Classic Bar and Grill is the place to be. Open 7 days a week, karaoke every Friday, happy hour Monday through Friday, 4 till 8. Come on in Sundays and watch the race on our 70-inch screen TV. We'll have wings, slider and drink specials, bucket deals, and dollar-off drafts. Check out our Facebook page for daily specials located in Gateway Plaza off Route 7 across from Martin's. American Classic Bar and Grill, family-owned and operated. Good food, good friends, good times.